Immigration and UKIP, and I'm joined now by UKIP leader Nigel Farage. Mr. Farage, good morning to you. I read your article in the Daily Telegraph. You talk about establishing an Australian-style points system. What are the benefits?
The benefits are that you control not just the quantity of who comes to the country, but actually the quality of who comes to the country as well. The rules are quite simple. You have to have a qualification, a skill, a trade to bring to the country that will be a benefit. You can't come if you've got a serious criminal record. You can't come if you've got, you know, a serious life-threatening illness. And you have to bring with you medical insurance so you're not a burden on the country that you're going into. And under our adaptation of this, you would not be able to claim benefits until you've been in the country, paid your taxes, obeyed the law for 5 years. And I think by doing that, what we would do is we would take the debate over immigration, which has been, I think, the most divisive thing in British society and politics for the last few years, with understandable reasons why, and we would turn it into a positive.
But surely you're not comparing eggs with eggs. Australia is a large country with much room to fill, and it's in the middle of an ocean, and they're trying to attract people in. Britain probably would not be able to implement this because there are 500 million people who could knock on the door from Europe.
Not by the time I finish with it, no. And that's the other honest debate we need to have about immigration, is actually the other parties have got nothing to say about immigration that's of any value at all. They are, of course, all committed to membership of this political union based in Brussels called the EU, which means we have to have a total open door to nearly half a billion people. And what we're saying is that is not acceptable. It's not working in our interests. We need to have proper border controls. And actually, my Australian-style points system would apply equally to people coming from Europe, but it would also give better opportunities to people in the Commonwealth and the rest of the world. It would be a lot fairer and a lot more ethical than what we're currently doing.
But clearly, Mr. Farage, it can only work if Britain comes out of Europe.
Of course. I mean, yes, we can only have a proper immigration system. We can only control our borders if we leave the European Union. That is absolutely right.
Where do you stand on the idea of the golden ticket visa down in Australia? Are you familiar with that?
This is where older people who normally you have to be under 45, don't you, to go to Australia?
Well, golden ticket is a $5 million Australian dollar payment.
Yeah.
Typically, it's wealthy Asian businessmen and women, I'm sorry, not necessarily older people, but they just bypass the system. They write a cheque for $5 million Australian dollars and they're in. Where would you stand on the golden ticket?
Well, I think we're doing that to some extent in London already, aren't we, with non-dom status, where we're seeing people from Russia and we're seeing people from the Middle East coming up and buying up London properties and paying advantageous tax rates. So, to some extent, we're doing that already. But this, of course, applies to a tiny handful of people. What I'm talking about is an immigration system in Britain where 600,000 people settled last year, you know, net 300,000. And what we want to do is to bring that back to normality. And normality, from Windrush until the end of the 20th century, was a net migration figure of 20 to 50,000 people a year. So you get some idea that where we are today, our net immigration is basically 10 times bigger than it was for the last half of the 20th century. And what I'm saying is that it is a sensible, common sense thing to want to get that back under control.
Friday after the general election, Mr. Farage, there's no one party has won. All sorts of calls are being made between you and Nick Clegg and David Cameron and Ed Miliband and Natalie Bennett, so long as she doesn't have a cold. And you're all trying to work out what deals can be done. You're only going to be part of a deal then if you get a vote on Europe, clearly, because some of your key policies can only be implemented.
I am absolutely determined that the British people get a full, free and fair referendum to decide who controls our borders, who runs our country, who makes our laws, and that can only happen by having a full, free and fair referendum. Mr. Miliband has already decided to turn his back on the British people and to say to them they can't have that vote, so I don't suspect there'll be any long telephone calls between Mr. Miliband and myself.